gas, wind, flatulence, flatus, poot, toot, butt cough, bottom burp, fluffer doodle doo, air biscuit, rotten eggs, granny's fresh baked butt muffins, barking spider, low flying duck, the neighbor's dog, furs, knacker, pedo, pet, scoregia, pum, raz, raspberry, raspberry tart, anal audio, anal salute, answering the call of the wild burrito, bung blast, butt sneeze, cheek squeak, the thunder from down under, rectal turbulence, rip ass, pop tart, power puff, gurgle grunt, hiney hiccup, rectal echo, trouser trumpet, tushy tickler, nose wrecker, nasty blasty, anal clap, Mormon prayer, Paul's fetish, Jay's what? Nightmare,
whoa.
And Chris Hudson's dang. Eternal existence. All of these mean the same thing. Fart. A thing so natural and common that we watched an entire 90-minute movie dedicated exclusively to it. On today's stinky episode of
B-Movie Mania!
B-Movie Fart Times.
Welcome to the crossroads of camp, the bastion of the bizarre, the place where low budgets meet high praise. Yes, it's B-Movie Mania! And now, B-Movie Maniacs, here are your hosts, the cream of the crap, the connoisseurs of cult, your cinematic creepy uncles, Paul Brooks, Mike Hayes, Jason Hulls, and Crazy Chris Hudson.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another smelly episode of B-Movie Mania. I am today's official host, Michael Butt Stench Hayes, and with me, as always, are three of the smelliest, most disgusting, gross pieces of not actual shit, but the ghosts of it. Paul Poop Vapor Brooks. Jason Butt Jowls Holes.
Ew.
And Crazy Behind the Cock Noises Hudson.
Mike, the trenches. It's the big one coming.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I bet I just woke my baby with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the baby waker.
The
Jesus.
Baby waker.
Oh. Well, I want to talk to you guys, but I want to just jump also right into the fact that we have a very special guest with us tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone we have known for a long time.
It's you.
A couple of years.
At least two or so years. Someone who, when I found Fart the movie, I instantly knew I had to be the guest.
Of course.
Someone who, throughout history, has been known as the ultimate fart noisemaker, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not just because of the noises he would make drunk at a party,
mm-hmm.
but also because of a comedy album he put out. Mm. Will Quinton's Dick and Fart Jokes, Volume 1. With us tonight is the one, the only, the smelliest of the smellies, yeah. Will Quinton. Hi, Will.
Finally.
it's a new one.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, just a little appetizer, folks. I hope you're hungry, because I've got a full plate.
No. But
yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Hi, Will.
No, there is no God. Trust me.
No, there's not.
Hello,
boys.
Everybody.
Good evening, William.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to see, hear, and smell every one of you.
The pleasure is all ours.
I'm a big fan of dick and fart jokes, Will.
Tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Dear listener, get the fuck out if you don't like these fart noises right now, because that's all this is going to be.
Literally will not end for 90 minutes. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Well, as I said, we watched a movie called Fart the Movie. It was a shot on video 1991 film by Ray Etheridge, starring Joel Weiss of the Warriors fame.
That's all
there really is to it.
Well, yeah. Kesh is in it.
Yeah, Kesh, sorry, like Kesha seconds. Is also in it.
Oh, yeah, so, what part was she in?
Kesha is in the bong show segment.
Okay.
For like 30 seconds.
That cannot be true.
Yeah.
She is credited in two.
She's real Kesha?
On her official account. Yeah. She's 4 years old in it. Farts at an old woman.
That's her?
And she recognizes the smell. The old woman is blindfolded. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very Amazing. Talented.
You're welcome, America.
This movie's 90 minutes of a fart joke, and does anyone want to give the plot of the film?
Nope.
I mean, do you really want me to give the plot of the film? Because I'll sum it up in about 3.95 seconds.
Do it.
Perfect. 3.95 seconds. Go.
Okay. I mean, hold on. This is going to be ruining everything. So if you still need to watch Fart the Movie from 1991, the annals of the early 90s, which is very easily confused with the late 80s, then just pause the podcast now.
Right.
Watch it, preferably 3x speed, and then start again. Here's my 3.98 second. It is literally a montage of really bad fart jokes from different comedians that no one's ever known for various reasons, probably because they're bad. And then someone wakes up and surprise, it's all a dream.
I love it.
It's the Citizen Kane of fart movies.
Oh.
I mean, is that a thing? I guess it is now.
No, wait, Citizen Kane wasn't a dream. Never mind.
Oh, shit.
Rosebud is another term for a fart, though, so we'll call it that.
Ooh. It's a rosebud. It's a rosebud of a movie, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I can't believe you literally by gunpoint forced me to watch this.
You're welcome.
Man. It's
at least you got a gun.
Well, the saving grace is I hadn't seen Mike for a while, so it was good to see him at least.
Well, on that note, why don't we just get into a quick little segment of Quick Takes?
Quick Takes!
Jason Holes, could you please give us your quick take on 1991's Fart the Movie?
This movie's so bad it could knock the buzzards off a shit wagon.
Crazy Chris Hudson?
Mike, are you trying to get us to kick you off the show?
Yeah.
I mean, I literally ordered every available classic Doctor Who Blu-ray I could find to put off watching this movie. And then I watched them, every single one of them.
Paul Brooks?
And then I watched this movie.
Someone please, can we track this guy down? Can we get his phone number so I can introduce him to a gluten-free diet, please?
And Will Quinton.
I have to say, I think if I'm going to skip segments, my favorite part about this movie is when I could end it.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm, honestly, that's the quickest take I got.
That's a great
quick
take.
That is a great quick take. And that's a wonderful segue as well, because I am curious. We've all kind of let it be known that this movie is absolute trash garbage shit. So,
checks out.
But there is a little, there has to have been a moment when each of us did do a little bit of a giggle. So I want to know what that is. Yeah. And does anyone have, you know, Paul, what in this film was your favorite part? Doesn't have to be a great part, but of all of it, what was your
actually,
favorite part?
Well, actually, I hope I'm not taking anybody else's here because Chris has already alluded to it. It would be the Richter scale scene towards the beginning of the film when our main character, what is his name?
Russell.
Doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He is at home with his wife, and as Chris demonstrated beautifully earlier, he says, oh, it's the big one. The big one's coming. He rips a huge fart. It literally causes an earthquake. And then the wife has like a oxygen mask dropping from the ceiling. It's all this. And then he like opens a cabinet or something, and there's a Richter scale machine measuring like a 4.6 earthquake.
The trenches, it's the big one coming. Whoa, whoa. 4.9 are the best one this week.
The reason, Mike, that I love that this is my favorite. I almost said I love it. I don't love it. Let me make this abundantly clear that I did not love it. There's a difference between your favorite part and loving something.
Yeah, it's the best of the worst.
Right. This was my favorite part because this insinuates that possibly the majority of earthquakes happening in Los Angeles are just because of this guy's farts.
Yeah. <So. sighs> Well, okay. What about you, Will? Let me let you get in here before the other, you know, the rest of us take the rest of these favorite parts. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite? What was your least hated part of this movie?
I think this is going to require a little bit of explanation. And by explanation, I mean really stretching for why I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
My explanation. The game show portion.
Which one? There was two.
The second one, where the very, very poor, large, and individual on the right side tried to answer because he knew the answer and shat himself and it rolled out of his pant leg.
I believe that segment was called Who Cut the Cheese? The game.
Yes,
show.
It is. Thank you for reminding me of something I wanted to forget forever.
Well, it's funnier hearing you just say it deadpan than it was in the movie.
Yeah.
You know what? I would be happy to hear that, except that it's such a fucking low bar. And I hate to say it's a low bar because that assumes it has any altitude whatsoever.
Hey, you know what I would be happy to hear?
Yes.
You put out this album called,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dick and Fart Jokes, Volume 1.
We'll put a link on our website.
Well,
oh, yes, please.
We'll put
a little clip right here. I mean,
yeah.
Like and subscribe, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Mike, do you have something for us?
Paul, I absolutely do. Here is a classic sample from Will Quinton's Dick and Fart Jokes, Volume 1.
Mike, can I make a request?
Oh yeah, you didn't like what we just did? That
no, that was great,
great
but one of my favorites is Painful Boomer.
Oh, you're talking about this one right here?
Ah, my ass!
Yeah.
Oh my god, how? Let's move on. We'll talk about Will Quinton's Dick and Fart Jokes, Volume 1 in another second.
Yeah.
Jay, what was your favorite or least hated part of this film?
Don't get too all excited.
Right. Wow.
So, I don't know. Like, okay.
Gotta pick something.
There was a second, like a couple seconds when the white, this is not a, I don't even think there's farts happening at this part. There's a couple seconds at the New Year's party that the wife goes to where it's sort of trippy and it's everything looks like a sort of trippy 80s party. And I, for just a split second, I was like, I felt like I wasn't in this movie anymore. So that was my favorite part.
Are you talking about the moment when it dips into feeling like you're watching Society?
Yes. Yes. You know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And all the rich people are laughing and they're laughing. They are laughing at really bad fart jokes because for some reason they're all fucking doing it.
Yeah. That's my favorite part.
Perfect. Chris Hudson, we need to know what yours is as well.
Well, there is a quick moment again in the Who Cut the Cheese segment. that I thought was actually pretty good. I forget what the context is around this, but for a moment they show a still black and white image of Harpo Marx. Funniest moment of the movie. As a big fan of the Marx Brothers, I really appreciated that.
He's a comedy legend.
He is.
Mike, what was your favorite or least hated part?
Well, okay, I'll tell you this. I'm gonna say we've mentioned the Who Cut the Cheese segment a couple times, and there's also a moment when the guy on the right farts because you have to fart to chime in, and he does a really sad, quiet fart, and the host just looks at him and goes, God, that was a pathetic fart. Yeah. I would be embarrassed if I did that. And that was pretty actually funny. But I think my favorite segment was the Fresh Wind ad, which is an air freshener that smells like your family's farts. God. And what I liked about it was that the boy in it, this woman sprays the spray, and his face looks utterly disgusted and then transforms into loving it because it smells like grandma or something. Like, the weird juxtaposition of being grossed out but then being like, oh, it smells like grandma. I thought was kind of the best acting in the film, which wasn't good, but the best in the film.
What? You didn't think the acting was good? I thought that was the saving grace of this movie.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah,
so
go for it.
Mike calls you up and he's like, please be on this podcast. You have to watch Fart the movie. So what was your experience like? Did you sit down and watch Fart the movie from beginning to end, or did you stop it and come back to it?
Do you want the honest answer?
Honest truth.
Yeah.
So we were cooking dinner and I was
Oh
my God.
No.
I have to finish watching this because I had just got through the credits earlier today.
Oh no.
So I literally watched it on 2x speed immediately before. And hold on, I'm not done yet. And then I kind of felt vaguely guilty because I'm like, man, I was really looking forward to hanging out with you guys, even if I had to watch this fucking movie. To do it. It's like hazing. You guys should be arrested.
Yeah, it's fair.
But then I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to fucking turn this frown upside down because I have probably the freshest memory of this fucking shit show out of all you assholes. So you're welcome.
Thank you, Will.
Nice. Thank you so much, Will. And you know what?
Mike.
What?
I have a question for you. What is your history with this movie? How did you find this? And
no shit.
Why the fuck did you pick it?
Why?
Okay.
Why?
I picked it,
you owe us answers, Mike. Answers.
As I've mentioned multiple times this season, I am curating I want visionary films. Uh-huh. Like I said, I want the filmmakers. This is Ray and his, I believe, wife's vision.
At least wife at the time.
Well, no, they
after
have
this,
produced.
Probably not.
They have produced together dozens and dozens of films. I don't know that they're good by any means, any of them. But this is the first of their partnership that they started doing this, and this is a vision that, while this vision is absolute dog shit, they did make this vision. It's also slightly reactionary to the Aladdin experience.
Oh God.
Oh, that's that. No, that's what it really is.
That makes
You're
sense.
You're mad at us.
The truth
mad
comes
at us
out.
For crapping
you guys didn't
on
like
you.
Aladdin. I'm going to make you watch something even
now
worse.
Now I'm scared for what your last pick of the season is
going to
be.
Oh, my God.
No, my last pick is the same pick it's been the whole time. But I found this on whatever the fuck it was on. Oh, on some weird YouTube channel that has since been taken down, the link. But I saw it and tried to watch it, could not do it, and thought, this might be a good discussion, though. So I have tried to watch this movie probably 6 or 8 times. I have finished it maybe 1.5 times, and I know that doesn't exactly make sense, but
no,
you know, and just for you longtime listeners of this show, you might recall back in season 1, we had a whole kerfluffle about the movie Fungicide. And how Mike was like, this is so bad. We should not be wasting our time on films like Fungicide. This is just bad faith filmmaking, blah, blah, blah. And now we've come a long way down.
AJ. What I just heard is I need to immediately go watch Fungicide.
Correct.
You absolutely do. Oh, Fungicide was fantastic.
Everybody liked Fungicide. I think Mike started to come around. He said he'd give it another chance. Fungicide.
I want to give it another chance.
I have it on DVD.
Fungicide.
Speaking of another chance, why don't we really quick ask about, not really quick, whatever time it takes for this. I want to know about the production of Will Quinton's Dick and Fart Jokes Volume 1.
Ooh. I'm going to direct all answers to my producer and director, Paul Birdass Brooks.
Yeah, well. I did produce the album, I'm happy to say. Probably one of my finest accomplishments, if I'm being honest. But, you know, that's only because someone really talented was in front of the microphone. If I remember correctly, Jay, I think that you and me, basically, we recorded this at your apartment, and mm-hmm. we just said, I don't know, what if you were at a party, you know, yeah. and just pretend that you're at a party, we'll say some stuff in the background, and then you rip one. And, you know, that turned out to be Party Pooper. So,
well, you know, can I, if I may, could I request one of my favorite ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you like?
The funeral.
The funeral. Four farts in a funeral?
Because there's Four farts in a funeral?
There's the little talk in it, like, and mm-hmm. when he's talking about it being inappropriate. Like, right. It's just great.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, that's too bad. Oh, I can't do that here. It's a funeral. Oh, stop it. God damn it. I can't. That's so disrespectful.
So disrespectful. I quote that track once a month.
Hold on. Interjection. Is that the most quoted section of that whole album?
I
think it's my favorite track.
It might be.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say a couple things here real quick. First of all, I'm really glad we're talking about Dick and Fart Jokes Volume 1 instead of Fart the Movie, because it's way more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I appreciate that, Chris.
And it's also, I have, as much as I've heard of Dick and Fart Jokes Volume 1, I have never actually heard Dick and Fart Jokes Volume 1.
Reaction video.
So.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, we got to do that.
Reaction video.
Got to do it. What, mate?
Check out the YouTube channel.
These guys have been talking about this for decades, and I've literally never heard
it. No one tell Chris where to find it. I will go to his house, and I will record a reaction video of him.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's do that.
That is glorious. All
right. And buy it on Bandcamp if you guys let me put it up there.
We need money.
Like and subscribe.
We'd have to give it to Will. It's fucking Will's property, really. Well, Paul and Will
cheap ass
hats.
I'll share. I don't give a fuck.
But now, boys, I'm sorry we have to get into real shit here.
Oh boy.
I need to know what everyone's least favorite part of this movie was. And you can give a broad answer if you want, but I really would like to know specifically what part you just really groaned and hated. I would prefer not the movie started. I would prefer not everything, whatever. It could be kind of broad if it needs to be, but I want to know something specific. Jay, what do you got for me?
Can I name two?
If you can't pick, go for it.
I'll allow it.
It really bugged me when he kept farting when his wife was arguing with him. Like, she was telling him, like, stop it. Like, this is the root of our problems. And he's still just like, but honey, you know, like, that bugged me. And then probably, like, peak I hate Russell is when he goes, a woman's place is in the home next to a man, not out gallivanting at some dumb party. Well, that just tells you all you need to know. Russell's that guy, and he farts seismically.
But so Jay, Moby Dick's on tonight.
Oh, just awful.
He also doesn't just fart like it squeaks out. He is animated when he does it. He is. His face makes like, it looks like he's fucking coming so hard every time he farts. It
like
is
that could get fucking worse, Mike. Thank you. Jesus.
We all thought it. You know, his eyes roll back in his head every goddamn time he fucking farts. It is awful.
Now I gotta watch it again.
No, you don't. Paul, please convince Will not to watch it again by telling us one of your least favorite parts.
Okay. Remind me how bad it is.
So here's the deal with this movie. I don't know this to be true 100%, but I would bet money that this is the case. This movie is basically a poor man's version of Kentucky Fried Movie or Amazon Women on the Moon, ooh, which we just watched at the marathon and is much, much better.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is basically a series of scenes where this guy is watching a lot of television. He's, he's flipping around on the boob tube and he is watching different shows and different commercials and all sorts of different things.
Paul, real quick, would you say he's farting around on the boob tube?
I would. I would say he's okay. Farting around on the boob tube. And at some point, he begins watching The Three Stooges. And it's not even like they superimpose, like there's a shot of his small white TV on the edge of his tub, and they have superimposed Three Stooges into it. No, it's just a shot of The Three Stooges on, it's just like, they put no effort into it.
Now that you mention it, that's probably why the movie was taken off of YouTube, because there was a copyright strike against those Three Stooges clips.
I know for a fact Ray Etheridge did the copyright strike.
Asshole.
Said, when I tried to go to it, it said copyright claim by Ray Etheridge. So it has suddenly popped up on, it was on Plex a little bit, or it still is, but then it popped up on Tubi. I feel like he got a distro deal on it, so he looked around and got rid of it.
Well, I am just here to let you know that my least favorite part was that this guy had the audacity to put the great Three Stooges into his movie without any sort of permission or anything like that. I can't. It's just unacceptable.
Paul, was this scene you described, do you think Billy Madison ripped it off? Because he's like playing with toys in the bathtub.
Could be. He's got his toys. He's got his snacks and he's got his farts and he's got his TV.
Yeah. What else could a man need?
Honestly, I was a little jealous.
Will, how about for you? What was your least favorite part of this film?
Oh my God. And I'm gonna lure the shit out of you, Mike. I'm not gonna say the entire movie because that's bullshit. I mean, it
yeah,
may be
that
true,
is bullshit.
But it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Honestly, any part with Russell in it was seriously, any part with Russell in it, I was like, all right, can we get to something else? Because even some of the comedians were like, all right, you could see this coming from 1,000 miles away, but there's a few parts in there that are like, okay, not too bad. Any part mm-hmm. with Russell's awful. But I'd have to say the worst part with Russell. The worst part is when I had to agree with Jay on this one, when he's at home. Apparently mm-hmm. this guy's married fucking somehow.
How?
All right. Mm-hmm. He's a complete mm-hmm. fucking asshat in every sense of the word. Somehow he gets married and then he comes home to her. He treats her like absolute shit and she's still with him and she goes to a party and he doesn't. Like, what the fuck, over?
It's like a New Year's party too, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's a New Year's party. Eve.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So that's the part that irritates me the most, because I'm like, it's not... The biggest logical fallacy is not this dude having a never-ending colon with never-ending supplies of methane. The biggest logical fallacy is this motherfucker is married somehow, yep. and she's still around.
Ugh. Yeah. All right, what about you, Hudson?
Well, if I have to narrow it down, I have to say that I'm really glad that, Mike, you said that you have tried to watch this 7 or 8 times and only finished it 1.5. This is a first for me. I had the movie on. I saw the credits, but I completely tuned out like 20 or 30 minutes in.
You lucky piece of shit.
I watched the first half hour and I'm like, I'm going to play a video game. And I tried. Yes. I tried to watch the movie. I even watched it on my computer. Had the movie on one screen, my smaller screen, but I had it on a screen, and I had a game on the other one. And I was just more into my game. So I can't
Shocking.
really, yeah, I
Shocking.
Can't really narrow down the worst part. because, you know, I didn't
couldn't
really
do it.
Watch it.
He tapped
that's
out.
Fair.
Could not do it. I tapped out early on this one.
That's wow. That's fair.
Yeah.
What about
yeah.
you, Mike?
Well, for me, I'm on Will's page. I wrote down anytime Russell's on the screen. But,
nice.
But I have two caveats.
Okay.
One caveat is that every time Russell's on the screen, except for the one time when he notices there's pizza in the trash can and then decides he's going to eat it, because that wasn't funny, but it was, I went, oh, maybe he'll die. It'll be okay.
Oh,
but
I did that with donuts at work once.
Oh boy, real Costanza move here.
that's what happened,
Chris.
Yeah.
I know someone who would regularly grab food off the top of the trash because he's like, oh, no one's gonna eat this.
Ew.
Wow. If I have to pick a least favorite Russell part,
mm-hmm.
it is, or thing in the movie, it's the fact that he falls asleep in front of the TV, which implies that all of this is a dream, until at the end when his wife wakes up in bed and it turns out that she was the one dreaming, and then she likes farting. So at the end of the movie, they're just farting in bed together and laughing. And I absolutely fucking hated that twist. Because yes. somehow it felt cheaper. It's in movies and it's always cheap when it's
mm-hmm.
like, it was a dream, but this was someone else's
yeah.
dream, and it shouldn't have been her dream, and they shouldn't be farting together.
You need to commit to this shit. If you're going to put something on film for people to watch and enjoy, you can't cop out at the very end of it.
Mm.
That's,
especially
that's
when
bullshit.
You're already copping out
it's
earlier
bullshit.
On.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Makes a bad movie even worse.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Best Paul?
I have... Can I make another request, or...
Oh, for Will Quentin's Dick and Fart Jokes Volume 1 track?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Which one would you like to hear?
I mean, Four Farts and a Funeral is great. Painful Boomer is one of my favorites. But, like, if I have to pick one track off of the whole album, for me, it's If There's a Will, There's a Fart. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear
it's
it
true.
Right now.
Well, here it is. Well, that is a wonderful segue to rating time.
Rating time.
Oh, guys, let's stop talking about this fucking movie.
Thank you.
God, thank you. Fuck.
I would like to do a rating scale. I don't give a shit what you call it. Just anything. Any sort of euphemism for a fart.
Okay, I have one.
Go.
1 out of 100.
One out of 100 what, Paul?
1 out of 100 farts.
It wasn't even funny. All right.
That's all this movie deserves. It doesn't deserve anything clever.
You're absolutely
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
All right. That's what it is. That's our standard. If anyone deviates, it's on their own. Paul, bring it home. 1 out of 100 farts.
Well, this might surprise some people, but you guys know that like shot on video stuff is my jam. Early 1991 out of any year in history, 1991 is maybe my jam of all jams. So, you know, if we're talking about stuff on this show that I would rather, like, would I watch this over Aladdin? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Wow.
What?
Okay.
So
that is high
keep
praise
it simple.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go 32 farts.
Wow.
All right.
Wowzers.
Chris Hudson?
That's not
what
good.
What do you say?
You know?
Well, I mean, I really tuned this one out to play a game that was a lot more fun than
yeah,
watching this movie
we
is.
Heard about that.
So,
yeah, rate the game then. Just rate the game for us.
Well, first off, what game are you playing and what was its rating?
Slay the Spire, which is kind
nice.
Of a card-based kind of...
Classic.
Yeah, dungeon crawly kind of thing. I'd give that game probably a 95. It's a good game.
Wow.
No shit.
It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
95 farts?
Actually, this one deserves a better rating scale, so I'll give Slay the Spire... 95 noxious anal antics.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I'm not sure if Mike said earlier in the show or not, but
I didn't, but I meant to remember that one.
That was one line. That was one line that pulled me away from the game for a moment.
Okay.
And then I continued my game. Yeah. But the movie itself, Fart the Movie, I didn't actively hate it like, say, a Josh Kirby or a Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury.
Well, whatever the fuck.
Fatal Redo.
Fatal Redo. Whatever the fuck. See, my mind is on video games. That's all I'm saying. So I can't go that low, but I'm going pretty low. It's 10 farts. Just
10 farts.
10 farts.
Wow. That's so fair.
Saddest sounding rating ever. Just 10
yeah,
farts.
10 farts.
All right, Jay, how many farts do you give Fart the Movie?
Oh, I can go low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, I didn't laugh at this. I'm not the audience for this to begin with, but I didn't laugh like at all. I think this is like, you know what? I'm not going to go into it. I gave Monster Mash a 5. I can conceive in my brain of a worse movie than this. I think they're trying to be fun and light and be funny. Fine. Like, I'm sure there's movies out there that are actively more offensive and just awful, like just bleh, like gross. That said, I want to leave a little bit of room. So I'm going to go 4 farts. There's fart has 4 letters.
Wow.
One fart for each.
One fart letter. Per letter.
4 farts. This might be the lowest I've ever given a movie.
I was just going to say, have you ever gone lower than that? I don't know.
I don't think I have.
Well.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Will? Guess? I
don't fucking know how to follow that shit up. God damn.
It's just what you think, buddy. Just be honest with everyone.
You know, this is full fucking disclosure, all right? So perk up. I'm not often honest and brutal. I was right off the bat going to give this 0 farts. This has no fiber, all right? No fiber. This is all saturated fats and proteins, all right? Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, I feel like that's a bit of a cop-out. And I don't want to cheap out on this experience, mm-hmm. quote-unquote experience. A lot like torture is an experience, technically. I think the fair thing is looking for the negative space. I may have hated this movie, and it may have been awful, and I may be forced to laugh twice, but what it did teach me was what I don't like, which can sometimes be as good as knowing what you like.
Yeah, valuable.
So what I don't like is movies that try for lighthearted levity and not taking themselves seriously,
mm-hmm.
and even fucking failing at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to give it, this one goes to 11. I'm giving it 11 farts.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I think it's safe to say this is the hands down most negative we have ever been in an episode across the
board. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's almost like they are daring you to not be negative. Like, what else? Yeah. How mm-hmm. else are you supposed mm-hmm. to react?
Yeah.
It's almost as if the real farts are the friends we made along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I may have to rethink my rating scale.
God damn it.
We better end this fast before he does.
Look at this movie is an endurance challenge of horse shit. I give it the mark of the beast, 6 farts.
6, okay,
wow.
All right.
Just one 6, not all 3 sixes, only no, one.
Wait,
six.
I liked this movie more than Mike, probably because I didn't actually finish.
You didn't pay attention. That's right, yeah.
There we go. Okay, that makes sense.
I have to say, Mike, I did the math. It's a your success rate for watching this movie is 21%.
Wow.
Love it.
21% success rate.
Slay the Spire, though, highly rated.
Highly rated.
You know what? We gotta find a way here to end on a slightly more positive note. Mike, what do you think about playing the last fart track on Dick and Fart Jokes, Volume 1? You know what I'm talking about. It's called The Floodgates, and I think we got to open them up.
Oh, all God. Right, yep. Here we go. And on the other side of this, let's find out what we got coming out next.
I Yes. Yes. How do I remember this? Oh my god.
Wow, this reaction video is going to be classic.
Oh, I can't wait. We're so doing that. We are yeah. absolutely doing this.
Oh my god, that's glorious.
And the great part about it is since we made it, we can include all of the audio in the video. So people will just watch your face and hear all these farts coming out.
God. Well, listener, if you wanted to hear the rest of the album, that you heard a couple clips here, and there will be no fart the movie in this reaction video. Check out the YouTube, youtube.com, Google B Movie Mania.
You gotta give it a URL.
Whatever it fucking is.
YouTube.com/whatthefuckever.
Yeah, you know. But we have someone that gets to show another movie that I'm gonna guess statistically is gonna be more enjoyable than fart the movie.
You have a pretty fucking good chance at that guess.
God, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, the podcast has been rough lately. Constant farting, incompetent space ninjas, murderous soldiers, carrot top.
Mm. Oh my god.
Quite frankly, it's been hell. So, might as well go there.
Oh no.
Two newlyweds have their honeymoon ruined when the bride is abducted by a demon cop from hell.
Oh no.
Chad Lowe and Christy Swanson star in Highway to Hell.
No, that sounds scary.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
Is this the police station of the demon?
It's the police station of the demon. He should refi in 2 years.
The police station of the demon? The what? The police station of the demon? What? Did you fill out the proper form? No, you didn't. Fill that out again, please. Here's a pen that's almost out of ink. The police station of the demon. Where is it at? I don't know. Fuck Google. Fuck Apple Maps. I don't know where the police station of the demon is. The what? The police station of the demon. Maybe you can call 911. Maybe you can go fuck yourself. Maybe dial 666. It's the police station of the demon.
That was an inside joke that nobody will understand.
Yes. That's fine. I don't care. You guys heard it. That's all I care about.
That's all that matters. Paul, where can we watch it?
Highway to Hell is available on a little website called Tubi.tv.
Mm, I've heard of them.
Fantastic.
I've had the graphic for this movie made since season 4 because I've been trying for 3 years to do this and they keep pulling it. So it better fucking stay up for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait to check that out. And if you like checking stuff out, check us out on the social medias. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. That's
TikTok.
All of them. So.
Or even better, fart in an envelope and mail it to us.
No.
Yeah. Send it to 69 Los Angeles so Paul can get it.
Send it to Will.
That's not how addresses work.
Anyway, bye-bye.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydy? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out, touch them. They are touching themselves, and they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
God damn it.